Expo has started up. The doors are open, so you can now get right in. I have not been outside last year. There was quite a line waiting.
There's quite a line today.
Quite a line. Yeah. So maybe if
they're
you give it like 10 minutes, then there won't be a line to wait outside in the heat, and you can walk right in. But it can't be that hot out there yet. It's only 10 o'clock. But we're broadcasting live at Westworld. It is Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. This is our fourth hour, our 10 o'clock hour. It's our topic-driven hour, and if you get our weekly email newsletter, you know it's about faucets. And to talk about faucets, we've brought J.C. Ludich in. He's the showroom branch manager for Farnsworth Wholesale. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Farnsworth.
Farnsworth is about a 26-year-old family company that started in the wholesale plumbing business and have since expanded over the 26 years into air condition, wholesale, underground plumbing, and as of recently have expanded into the showroom, selling to homeowners, builders, contractors, plumbing and appliances.
And that showroom is?
Is on 75 West Baseline Road in Gilbert, Arizona, just east of Country Club on Baseline, south side of the street. And the name of our showroom is Expressions Home Gallery. That's our showroom brand. We have multiple Expression Homes galleries through the country.
I didn't ask you to count this before you came, but if you had to guess, how many faucets could I see if I came down there?
Well, that is an excellent question. I'd say probably a couple hundred, if you will. I mean, we have anywhere from 15 different brands of faucets that and partners that we've elected to show and work well with us, that stand behind on their warranty, all that kind of good stuff. And we have all different finishes, styles throughout the many brands that we have. So.
And we're going to play a little game here. You have the most expensive and the least expensive faucet that you sell.
I do.
This is not the sink. This is not any connection. This isn't the install. Retail price for faucets. I'm going to say we're going
to
be...
Are we limiting this just to kitchen?
Just to kitchen. This is just a kitchen faucet.
The least expensive kitchen faucet available.
I'm going to say we're starting around 80.
Okay.
And the most expensive... Do you have... What's the most expensive metal finish you have? Would it be a nickel?
No, it's satin? The gold.
There's gold.
There's gold. All right. That's actually extremely popular.
I'm going to say 1200 is the top. Rosie?
All right, I'm going to say you've got one for probably about $49, and I'm going to project your most expensive on the showroom is probably north of $2,400 bucks.
How do we do?
You did pretty good. Probably the cheapest or most affordable, if you will, kitchen faucet on the floor is probably around $100 retail price.
Oh, all right. So I was
okay.
I got one.
And surprisingly enough, we have a $3,500 kitchen
well,
faucet.
Well, you got that one.
Did I win it?
Yes. Well, yes.
We'll talk
afterwards.
What does a $3,500 kitchen faucet do?
Well, it's more about the finish and how it's made. It's a handmade product that, you know, literally takes.
And you said it's gold. I mean, there are armed guards watching while this guy's melting this
not
gold.
Not armed guards, but yes, we lock the doors. So, and gold is an extremely popular trend right now. That's for whatever reason, that's coming back. Designers, you know, in the real high-end custom homes, the gold finish has become very popular. And there's multiple gold finishes.
You know, JC, when I'm dealing with a homeowner that we're just getting into the beginning of working through their bedroom or bathroom or kitchen remodel, they're always overwhelmed at the number of decisions that need to be made. And, you know, I play a little game with them because I carry a paint fan deck from our favorite paint supplier. And it's got, you know, about 3,700 different colors that can be had in about 8 different finishes. So that's 24,000 different selections you can pick just to decide your paint. And before we decide that, we have about another 10,000 decisions to make.
Correct.
And I think plumbing is one of those areas that is absolutely, I mean, just walk into a shower, a master bath shower, and you've got 100 or 200 different options to go.
Right. You have, you know, multiple fixed heads. You got body sprays. You have all those different things. I think that is something that Farnsworth and the showroom does really well. When the homeowner comes in, it is overwhelming. And so our inside salespeople do a really good job of trying to narrow their focus down. It can, building a home, doing a remodel is an overwhelming experience. And so having some experts that can kind of guide you and say, okay, what kind of, you know, are we going contemporary, are we going traditional? And being able to kind of focus them and keep them going through the process is really a feature that we offer.
Time is the biggest misconception. You're not getting this done in 2 weeks.
No.
2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. How long you be done? 2 weeks.
Add 2 months to it.
Throw your concept of time out the window. And that'll be a great asset to you and being rushed to make a decision. Because so many times when you feel like you're rushed or you're up against the wall or I got to make this today, and for whatever reason you make a decision, those usually you get done, you're like, gosh darn it, I wish I'd have done that instead.
You're right. We try to make it a fun experience, and that's why we have the showroom, to be able to touch and feel and make it an exciting part, because the remodel building experience can be overwhelming for sure.
Now, JC, you may differ with me on this, and that's okay, all right? But that's why I'm bringing it up. When I get into a remodeling or building situation with a client, I always tell them, look, if we're going to go through and do four or five bathrooms and a kitchen, I'm going to tell you, you ought to think about sticking with the same brand name of fixtures throughout the house. Do you see people jump brand names a lot?
Not a lot. They do, you know, usually the master is where the most money is spent.
Yes.
The master and the powder room, because those are going to be, you know, the big show pieces. But for the most part, people stay, you know, let's say if they want to select Kohler, for the most part, they will stay within Kohler. They might mix different families, but for the most part, they stay within the brand. And I do recommend that because it's just a consistent flow through the house.
Each manufacturer has its own little styles, its own designs,
correct,
its own finishes, and to have every single fixture different, kind of like
it can get a little hodgepodge for sure.
Looks like it was on accident,
right?
Or somebody didn't know what they were doing.
I've had the good fortune of having a tour through the Kohler factory at the American Resort up there in Wisconsin.
Great spot.
What a great spot, boy!
Yeah.
Family-owned and operated operation, American-made, just so many things about the Kohler
product. It's the
American
dream.
It
is.
Sure. It really is.
It is a neat experience there, and certainly Kohler is one of our largest partners. You know, I can't say enough about the people over there and all that. And they've, like I said, have been a great partner with Farnsworth for a long time.
Well, going back to the remodeling client and the dilemma of all the decision making, so much of that decision making has been supply side economics, and you can argue, you know, the efficacy of that, but basically, when you're shopping for plumbing fixtures, I mean, 30, 40 years ago, well, I maybe have to go back farther than that. I mean, when I broke into the business, I mean, you had faucet A or faucet B. You could get it in polished chrome or polished brass. Ding, ding.
Yep.
We can make this decision in about 30 seconds, right? And now I'm sure you have people come in there, and they probably wrestle with the decision-making process for a remodel or a whole house build. It's not unusual for you to spend a couple hours with a homeowner.
I'd say it's very common. I'd say it's very common. I mean, again, even if you narrow the focus down, it's still a long process. There's a lot of pieces, a lot of decisions, and so certainly we spend a lot of time, and that's why the showroom is there.
And let's talk about this supply side economics. I mean, I didn't even know I wanted a hands-free touchless faucet till they invented one.
Correct. And be careful with those. I mean,
let's talk about that.
One of my recommendations for sure on the touch faucets, it's a great technology, but like any technology, there are some kinks that need to be worked out with it. My recommendation to anybody, it's a I like them, but go into the showroom and use them. Try and do how you do your daily life and how you use the sink and see which one fits you best.
I have not installed one yet for a client. Now, to regulate the pressure, do you just keep waving your hand and the pressure comes up, or is it preset?
Well, the pressure can be adjusted, but it all depends. Every brand has got a different patent on how that is handled. Some you wave underneath and there's a little sensor, some you touch. So that's why I say it's important to come in and really use it and see if it fits your daily life or not, because there are some frustrations that have come with the touchless.
Well, and what are some of those? I mean, and the other, flow control is one, but the other thing is temperature control. That all has to be completely preset, and it's got a little mixing valve in it that keeps it constant.
Yes, the idea of it sometimes sounds a little better than the functionality, but the frustrations are when it's not working. You know, I mean, that's really the frustration. I mean, when you're sliding your hand or a battery goes out, most of them are battery powered. I do recommend if you get one, you hardwire it.
Because a retrofit's probably the biggest application.
Absolutely.
And who has a wire underneath their kitchen sink for a touchless faucet?
Correct. So, you know, there are big advocates. I'm a little weary of the touchless faucet.
Okay.
Until they can really show me something that works consistently.
They need to have a touchless, but with like a manual override valve.
Right. Well, they do. I mean, they do. But I can tell you, if you have your grandparents come into the house, and they're gonna run from that faucet. They're not gonna know how to even turn it on. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.